Avodah Zohar Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zohar Bavli, Daf Mem Dalad. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yotef Mabeis, 11 lines down, with the words V'yomei Dub Yochanan. V'yomei Dub Yochanan, Sharon, Sairin, Al Koisle, V'lei Machi V'yadayu. In the days of Dub Yochanan, they began painting images of people, animals, and birds on walls, and the Chacham did not protest it, because the paint was not considered a protruding image. Meisu Rabbi Yossi Lerabbanan, V'hakzir V'eschatasam Asher Asisem Es HaEgel. The question of Yossi asked Rabbanan is that the Mishnah earlier said that Rabbi Yossi allows idols to be annulled by grinding them up and throwing them into the wind. Rabbanan disagreed, as it might be that they then be used to fertilize, and the Pasuk says that nothing of the banned property shall cling to your hands. Now Rabbi Yossi proves himself from the Pasuk in Dvarim in Perek Tes Pasuk Chof Aleph that refers to the sin of the Egel Azar of the golden calf. And I took your sin, the calf, which you have made, and I burned it with fire, and I crushed it, grinding it well until it was fine dust. And this shows that one may grind up an idol to destroy it. Amalei, Malamachai Mavakesh Levoitkam, Krem Shevoitkam, Esasoitois, Vyaza Alpane Hamayim. The Rabbanan reject this proof of Rabbi Yossi by saying, no, it teaches that he wanted to test them in the way that the soita waters test the soita, that the waters kill her if she had been adulterous, as it says in Shmois, in Perek Lambeis Pasuk Chof. Then he took the calf they had made, burned it in fire, ground it into fine powder, scattered it on the surface of the water, and gave it to the children of Israel to drink. Amalein v'aksiv v'gamacha im asa ha-melech ha-sira magbira. The Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbanan a question, but the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Tezvav Pasuk Tezayin, and also Macha, King Asa's mother, he deposed from being the queen because she had made a frightful image for an Asherah, and Asa cut off her image, crushed it, and burnt it in Kidron Valley. Amalei misham v'ayin v'yikoreth Asa v'goymeh. Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Yossi, that's not a proof. When relating the same story in Sefer Melachim, the Pasuk says in Melachim Aleph, Perek Tesvav Pasuk Yud Gimel, and Asa cut off her image and burned it in the Kidron Valley with no mention of crushing it. Amalein v'titis nachash v'nechayishes, Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbanan, but the Pasuk says about King Chizkiah in Melachim Beis, in Perek Yudches Pasuk Dalad, and he crushed the copper serpent that Moshe had made, and as until those days the children of Israel were burning incense to it. Rabban say back, no, there's no proof. Could it have actually been an idol if Moshe Rabbeinu had built it, since one can't prohibit another person's property? Rather, Yisrael had strayed and begun to view it as an idol, so Chizkiah came and crushed it. Now the question is, one pasuk says in reference to King David's war with the Philistines, it says in Shmuel Beis Perek Hey Pasuk Chof Aleph, and they forsook their images, and David and his men took them away. And another pasuk says in Divrei Yomim Aleph, in Perek Yudal Pasuk Yud Beis, and David commanded, and they were burnt with fire rather than being taken away. How do we explain this? Rabbi Yossi bar Chalfusa v'Rabbanan, there's a disagreement between Rabbi Yossi bar Chalfusa and Rabbanan as to how to resolve it. Rabbi Yossi bar Chalfusa oimer, Mishahaya shel mateches v'isam David man oshav, Mishahaya shel eitz v'yemer David v'isafim v'esh. Rabbi Yossi bar Chalfusa said that the metal idols which could not be burnt were taken away, but as for the wooden ones, David commanded his men to burn them. V'Rabbanan ami, Mashahaya iti agiti mevatel v'isam David man oshav, Mashaloi mehaya mevatel v'yemer David v'isafim v'esh. Rabbanan said, now whatever Ittai the Haggiti annulled, then David and his men took it away because it could be used. And whatever he had not annulled, David commanded that they should be burnt. How does Rabbi Yossi ben Chalfusa understand the Pasuk and David and his men took them away? Natalum b'safav. The answer is they took them and fouled them down and scattered them in the wind. And we come to the next Mishnah. Shaul Palkulus ben Flusfus. Parakalus ben Pluslus asked Rabbi Ramon Gamliel in Akai when he was bathing in the bathhouse of Afudati, it's written in your Torah in Dvarim Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches, and nothing of the banned property shall cling to your hand. If so, how can you bathe here in the bathhouse of Afudati? Amalai, Emeshim Mamelchatz, Gamliel said to him, one may not respond with words of Torah in the bathhouse. Kashiyatsa Amalai Ani Lai Basi Begvula Hi Basa Begvuli. Ein Oimim Nasi Merchatz Noi La Fudati El Nasis Afudati Noi La Merchatz. When he came up, Gamliel said, I didn't come into it. Its borders, it came into mine, because the bathhouse was there before the statue. And furthermore, people don't say, let's make a bathhouse as an adornment for Afudati, rather they say, let us make Afudati as an adornment for the bathhouse. And furthermore, even if they would give you a lot of money, you would not go into the place of your idol naked and impure and urinate there in front of it. But here, the statue is standing next to the gutter, and everyone in the bathhouse comes and urinates there. But I never ele Elohim Atshu Noyeg Etu Noyeg by Mishem Elaya Asa. Vesyain Noyeg ba Noyeg Mishem Allah Mutter. The prohibition only applies when they are their gods, meaning that they are shown honour, but over here they're shown disgrace. And the Gemara says, Malan Kaimen, how should Parkulus' question be viewed? If he was asking a question in the laws of bathhouse, Ben Gamliel should have answered him, and if he was not, he should not have, he's not even said one may not respond in the bathhouse. The Rabbi Yaakov by Idi b'Shem Rabbi Shuben Levi shoylim b'hilchos hamelchot beis hamelchot hilchos beis hakise beis hakise, because Rabbi Yaakov by Idi said in the name of Rabbi Shuben Levi that whilst in the bathhouse one may ask questions about the laws of the bathhouse, and whilst in the bathroom one may ask questions about the laws of the bathroom. Kado Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar al mischi im Rabbi Meir amalei mau shenadich amalei osa mau shenakniach amalei osa. And the answer is that Rabbi Gamliel reasoned like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who together with Rabbi Meir went into the hot springs of Tiberi on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar asked Rabbi Meir, is it permitted to wipe down and dry up the place in the bathhouse in which one is bathing? Rabbi Meir replied that it's prohibited. Didn't Shmuel ask Rav, is it permitted to answer Amen in a filthy place? Rav answered, it's prohibited, and if you were standing in a filthy place when you asked this question, I would not have permitted been permitted to answer you. Ashkech Tani Shalom Hilchos Bamelchot Beis Hamelchots Hilchos Beis Hakise Beis Hakise. The question is, they found that a Baisa also supports this, as it says that whilst in the bathhouse one may ask questions about the laws of the bathhouse, and whilst in the bathroom one may ask questions about the laws of the bathroom. And if so, how could Rabbi Gamliel respond at all to the question that was asked of him that was unrelated to the laws of the bathhouse? Amu Yudan Aviv to Rabbi Tanya Mehilchos Hamelchots Shaloi Ela Shein Derech Lanois Bamelchots. The first answer is Yudan, the father of Matanya, said it was considered a question related to the laws of the bathhouse, but he didn't want to reply at length as it's not the normal way to do so in a bathhouse. Amr b'shmo ba'avdimi, me'ochot ha'melchot, sha'aloi, ela she'hevel ha'melchot, wa l'shinayim. The second answer, b'shmo ba'avdimi, gives that it was a question related to the bathhouse laws, but the heat of the bathhouse is bad for the teeth, so he didn't want to speak at length. Chevaya, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Hoshea, Rabbi Zeir, b'shem Rishur ben Levi, Teshuvas, the yeshiva students and Rabbi Chama by Yossi quoting Rabbi Hoshea and Rabbi Zeira quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi said the answer that Rabbi Gamliel gave to them is that the statue is standing next to the gutter and everyone in the bathhouse comes and urinates there, so they are actually showing disrespect to the idol, was seemingly not so strong, because Parkulus could just respond that some idols are shown disrespect as a form of worship, as in the case of Baal Peor, that people defecate in front of it to serve it. What would Rabbi Gamliel respond? He was saying, hey, Baal is worshipped by disrespecting him, but the idol in the bathhouse was a fruditude that is only worshipped through acts of reverence.